lawsuit, man. Rick Ross, the rapper that is, sent out a Twitter message this past week saying that the case was over. It had been thrown out, that you were not able to get the lawsuit against him off the ground about the use of your name and your likeness.
Well, no, what happened is they dismissed, we were putting a restraining order on the album. We didn't want the album to be released. We wanted the album to be stopped.
Okay.
And the judge ruled that we waited 4 years in order to do this. What he's saying, while I was in prison, I should have filed this suit. So what we're doing right now, we're reamending the issue and explaining to him that at the time while I was in prison, I didn't have the money, and these lawsuits are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just lucky that I got the movie started and had the money to start the suit. So what we're doing right now, we're amending it, and because he threw it out without prejudice, meaning that we could come back and ask him to do it again.
Okay, so the case is not totally dead in the water, like it won't ever happen.
Oh, no, definitely not. I mean, that was the first round. But you know, in these things, this is a heavyweight battle, so we're going all the way with this.
We're talking to the real Rick Ross, just about the whole court battle against the rapper Rick Ross from Miami using his name. So he's saying on his Twitter as well that he's going to release Teflon Don July 20th, which is his album. Have you actually personally spoken with him? I mean, do you guys have any type of relation?
We spoke about 2 weeks ago, and he asked me, you know, my feelings about it. I told him that it wasn't personal. It's just business, and he doesn't have to feel any personal threats or anything like that. There wouldn't be, you know, I was going to handle it in court, and that's basically the way that I wanted to do it.
Right, keep it out of the streets. And, of course, the only thing that you're really suing for is to keep him from using your name and likeness. You're not saying don't make no money, don't continue to put your music out, but don't just do it under the Rick Ross name.
Exactly, because we've been having so many conflicts, you know, now that I'm speaking and stuff like that there, and I'm home now. You know, when I was in jail, it wasn't as bad, but now that I'm on the street, you know, it's a little difficult.
Right, you know, because I see what you're saying. Me and you have worked together. We recently did an appearance at the mosque on the South Side, and you're speaking against the crimes and things that you did, and now you have a guy out there that you feel is glorifying him and using the same name.
And that's actually caused me jobs, because people have said that they thought that I allowed him to use my name, that I gave him permission to use my name, that I okayed the situation. So,
wow, that's deep. Well, you know what? The rapper Rick Ross will be in Chicago next week, and if you want to send a message to him being in Chicago, what would it be?
Just do the right thing and, you know, go on and be William Roberts now. I mean, that's who his mother named him as, or maybe he can make up his own name, you know.
Mm-hmm. I heard he was trying to be Larry Hoover, but that's what I heard. You know, that's just me.
Yeah, people didn't like that either. You know, I got phone calls behind that.
Right, the boss ain't liking that one, bro.
Yeah, you know, when you know, I guess he has an identity crisis. He don't really know who he is, and he's running around with Puffy now. Maybe be a little Puff.
Miss you, wow. Rick.
Hey,
I'm giving you
man.
A big hug from Chicago, okay?
Yeah, you know I love Chicago, and thank y'all for having me on the show.
Yes, sir. And you know, fam, whenever you come to town, man, you're always welcome to chop it up with us, or, you know, anytime you come to town, holler at me, man.
All right, thanks, Tony. One love.